We continue our learning Ilunish, Mastavi Bemanachon, Shem Chamiakam, and Vinchas Aliyah, we're in Yavamas Perik Yudalid, Mishnah Hay. So, from the previous Mishnahs, we should probably be able to anticipate what the halachas are going to be in these cases where we have the Cheresh, the Pikeach, etc. Says the Mishnah, Shnei Achim Pikchim, you have two brothers who are competent, Nisuin Lishtei Achayos, married to two sisters, Achas Cheireshes v'achas Bikachas. So in this case, it's not as opposed to the previous Mishnah where one of the brothers was a Cheiresh. Here, both brothers are competent, but one of the wives, one of the sisters, is a Cheireshes. The other was a Bikachas. And what happens? Mace Baal HaCheireshes. So the Mace Pikeach Baal HaCheireshes. So the Pikeach, who is married to the Cheireshes, dies. Okay, so that shouldn't be a big deal. Maya said Pikeach Bala Pikachas. What should the Pikeach married to Pikachas do now that the Chereshes falls to him in Yibum? So says he has his marriages Nisum are Doraisa. The Zika he has with this woman, since this woman was a Chereshes married to his brother. So that marriage was only Durabanon. That makes the Yibum bond only Midurabanon. So Tetim Shamachos Isha. That's easy. Because even an Achos Isha, where you have Nisuin that are complete, if I have this case of where think about it, he's married, this person is married, the Pikeach is married to a Pikachas. What happens? The Pikeach, the Chereshes falls him to Yibum. So we say there's a tour of Yibum and Chalitza. Why? Well, think about this. If it's true that Achos Isha patters you from Yibam and Chalitza with an Isuin war complete, so certainly here, the marriage that the deceased brother had was only marriage to Rabbanon. So certainly Achos Isha is not going to allow you to do Yibam or Chalitza with her, so she's completely released. And you stay married, and he stays married to the Pikachas. But Mace Pikeach Bala Pikachas. What if the one who's Pikeach competent, married to the Pikachas, dies? And now what happens? His wife falls to the husband of the Chereshes. So you have a man, the brother, the surviving brother, who is married to Chereshes, whose marriage is only Derabbanan. So there, now he has a Yibum band de Oraisa that falls to him. Maya said Pikeach Bala Chereshes. What should this husband, Pikeach, married to a Chereshes, whose marriage is a Rabbanon, but the Zika of the Yavama is Ben HaTorah, Motzi Es Ishto Beget, he has to divorce his wife. His wife, why is that so? Because he's married to a Cheresh, which is only the Rabbanon. And the Zika of her sister, he can't stay married to her. We've had this before in the previous Mishnah. The Zika of the sister of his wife, of the Chereshes, who he has now, where there's a Yibam Ban, will aser his own wife upon him because of Achos de Kukaso. She's the sister of the woman who he has the Zika with. The Es Eshes Achiv Bachalitza. But he's a Bikeach. So he is able to do chalitza with his brother's wife. Remember, this is where we have the Pikeach married to the Chereshes is the one who has to do the Yibam HaChalitza. He has to divorce his Chereshes wife. And now the Pikachas Almana, the Pikachas Yivama, comes to him and he can do chalitza because... And to perturbate it to everybody else. He can't perform Yibum. Why? Because she is Achos Ishto Midurabanon. Achos Ishto Midurabanon. But Chalitza he can do because he is a Pikeach. Perik Yadal Mishnah Vav, Shnei Achim, Echad Cheresh Vesh Echad Pikeach, Nisuim Lishtei Achayos, Achas Chereshes Achas Bikachas. Okay, here we have one and one. And we're told that the Cheresh is married to the Chereshes and the Pikeach is married to the Bikachas. Meis Cheresh Baal Chereha Chereshes. So the Cheresh who is married to the Chereshes, whose marriage obviously was not Nisun Gimurim, was not complete. It's only Midrabanon. And his wife now falls, the Chereshes that is, falls to the brother who's a pikeach, who's also married to, who happens to be married to a pikachas. Maya seh pikeach bala pikachas. What should this yavam married to a pikachas do? This yavam is also pikeach with a what? A chereshes that falls to him from the husband who died, from the brother who was a cheresh as well. Teitze, she leaves without yimim and a chalitza, mishemachosisha. Very simple. Because his marriage is complete marriage. So the Yavama is also Tim because of Achozishto, so she's completely released. That Yibum is bond, that Erva is an Erva d'Oraisa, is an Erva d'Oraisa, because his marriage, the marriage was a marriage that's d'Oraisa. His marriage is a marriage d'Oraisa. Meis pikeach bala pikachas. But let's say the pikeach dies, the pikeach was married to pikachas, and his wife, the pikachas, falls to the cheresh who's still married to a chereshes. Ma yaseh cheresh bala chereshes, whose marriage is not marriage, that a gemurim, but the zika from the yavama, the pikachas who fell to him from the marriage of his brother, which was a full marriage, piket to pikachas, what should the cheresh, the husband of the chereshes, do? There's a zika d'oraisa, motzi ishto beget. He has to divorce his wife, the chereshes. Why? Because the zika, she's achos zikukaso, the zika of the sister prohibits his own wife, the chereshes, upon him. But the almana, the yavama, the pikachas, coming from the marriage of a pikach and a pikachas, is also to everybody. Why? Because she fell to whom? She fell to a cheresh. And the cheresh can't do chalitza because it can't do chalitza. Why can't he do yibam? Because she is achos ishto midrabanan.